From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says his administration is still trying to get a better understanding of how much oil is being captured from a containment cap on the damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, the president promises that the nation will get through the environmental crisis.
President Obama says the economic impact of the disaster is going to be substantial and ongoing, but he says the Gulf Coast will bounce back.
This will be contained. It may take some time, and it's going to take a whole lot of effort.
BP says it was able to collect 11,000 barrels of oil through a containment cap yesterday. At a White House briefing today, Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen said the procedure was going fairly well, but he warned of the work ahead.
This is a long campaign, and we're going to be dealing with this oil for the foreseeable future.
Oil is now coming ashore in one form or another over at least 120 miles of the Gulf Coast in parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
Federal prosecutors are describing an ill-conceived plan by two northern New Jersey men accused of trying to obtain terror training overseas. Mohammed Alessa and Carlos Almonte were arrested at New York's Kennedy Airport over the weekend before boarding a plane to Egypt, apparently planning to continue on to Somalia. Prosecutors say Alessa and Almonte hope to join the terror group Al-Shabaab. They are being held without bail pending a hearing later in the week. If convicted, both men could be sentenced to life in prison. Post-traumatic stress in soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan may lead to even more psychological problems. NPR's Elise Spiegel reports on a study suggesting those veterans may be more likely to develop dementia.
According to the new study published in the Archives of General Psychiatry, vets diagnosed as having PTSD are nearly twice as likely to develop dementia as vets who never struggled with PTSD. To come to this conclusion, the authors, psychiatrists and neurologists from the University of California, San Francisco, pulled the medical records of more than 181,000 veterans over the age of 55. The authors theorized that excessive stress may damage the hippocampus, a part of the brain critical to memory and learning. They write, though, that further investigation is needed to see if the successful treatment of PTSD might also affect whether vets develop dementia as they age. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
Parts of Southern California are feeling aftershocks from a small earthquake near Santa Monica Bay. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake had a preliminary magnitude of 3.7. There are reports of tremors being felt in downtown Los Angeles and from the Malibu coast to southern Orange County. There were no reports of damage or injuries. U.S. stocks fell after a volatile trading session led by losses in tech shares. The Dow lost 115 points. This is NPR News. One person is missing from a natural gas explosion in Cleburne, Texas. At least three people were injured in the blast. Officials believe utility crews may have damaged the pipeline. Cleburne is located about 50 miles south of Dallas. Another natural gas blast in Moundsville, West Virginia, near Pittsburgh, has left seven workers with injuries. In that incident, a drilling crew hit a pocket of methane gas. Officials say the fire is likely to take days to burn off. Hundreds of marijuana dispensaries in Los Angeles are being shut down. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco says it's because police are cracking down on businesses that are not operating in compliance with local ordinances.
A new city ordinance hopes to reduce the proliferation of medical marijuana dispensaries in Los Angeles. 187 of them registered with the city before a moratorium was placed, and they'll be able to continue if they're not located near a school, library, park, or other areas considered sensitive. Officers are targeting 400 unregistered dispensaries now operating illegally. Violators are subject to arrest, daily fines, and a penalty up to $1,000 and 6 months in jail. Darcy Hughes, manager of Bee Green Dispensary, says the ordinance is too harsh.
And it makes us all feel like we're bad guys or doing something that's criminal, when the state has decided that medical marijuana is okay.
A number of dispensary owners and patients are suing the city, arguing the L.A. ordinance is blocking their access to medicine. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
FEMA is to begin taking preliminary assessments of damage in northwest Ohio tomorrow as tornadoes struck the village of Millbury on Saturday night, killing five people. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.